This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. Today I'm in the studio with
Frida Liu.
Arvind Braj.
We're talking about shaming all over the internet and whether the internet has taken shaming too far. Body shaming, job shaming, travel shaming, you name it, we're shaming it. Now, not just us, of course. We've asked for some feedback. We've got some. Over to WhatsApp first with Frida.
Okay, we've got Muhammad Norzi Ibrahim. Yes, I think it's gone too far. Case in point, a story about the East Ender actress. However, I wouldn't think twice to shame people who throw rubbish at their car.
Thank you.
Oh, someone who parks at the OQ parking bay. Me too. All right. That's just wrong. Okay, so internet shaming. This is a Johan. Internet shaming, bullying has been taken too seriously. Examples of the recent suicide by the Korean artist, Sweet Lee, said that it's affected so badly that she's willing to end her life. And, you know, you'd really have to be of a strong resolve, right? But if your whole life is just what is being viewed online, that's all you know, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, this is from To Yi Heng. He says, when I tell my friends I'm still driving Grab, I can tell from their face, dude, why are you doing that? As long as I'm happy, I think I'm going to continue as a side job, right? Yeah.
I mean, I met a guy yesterday. He's probably listening, in fact, because he listened to yesterday's show and he messaged in and we read one of his messages. He was a Grab driver. He also worked as a flight attendant and he does it, you know,
right,
for additional income. But he also clearly enjoyed doing what he was doing. You know, and it's not shameful to have a second job, as we've said before. It's because people want to do it for the most part, to keep themselves busy, keep themselves active, a whole bunch of other reasons. And we were talking, Frida, as well, earlier, about people who have been in a position of power, for example, and then have chosen, for whatever reason, to kind of give up that position of power and take something a little with a little bit less responsibility. And even then, they're shamed into, why have you done this? Why have you stepped down from management? Why have you done this? And it's not because it's a shameful thing.
Right.
It's a choice.
Yeah. And it's like, if you're not paying my bills, you don't have a right to say how I live.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got Yo Leng Sui as well. I believe that when you hate someone, it's a reflection of a part of yourself that you hate. Shaming is the same. When shaming, there must be something that you are ashamed of. So be careful who you hate and who you shame. Love yourself more and stop hating and shaming.
Wow.
Deep link.
Okay, then. Shall we get into our next story?
Mm-hmm.
Arvin.
About James Corden?
Hit me with this James Corden story.
I can't believe it. But McAfee, the antivirus guys who you get like 15 months free subscription for any laptop that you pick up, those McAfee, they've come up with a list of most dangerous celebrities on the internet in 2019.
Okay. We're shaming them.
Ninja celebrities,
yes,
are they?
Yeah. So they say that at number one on that list, unexpectedly, is Alexis Bledel. She was on Gilmore Girls. She was also on Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. But apparently she's on this list because of Handmaid's Tale. That's the analysis that they've given. So the list that McAfee came up with basically means that if you use these celebrities in your images or your media or your text, then you're more likely to get more attention and blind clicks.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so it means that
not quite the danger I had in mind.
No. James Corden didn't do anything. Okay. He's harmless.
You're just clickbaiting us.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Because it's James Corden. Because he's number two on the list.
Serious? Okay.
Yeah, of most dangerous celebrities. So what it means is, you know, like let's say like some bad actors, what they do is they use these celebrities based on trends of the year or how popular they are in pop culture, and then they use them on pictures, on images, and certain kinds of images they use. Let's say of Jimmy Fallon being upset, and then they
does
go.
That ever happen?
Not on screen. But then they go, you won't believe what Jimmy Fallon did. You know?
Okay, so I've seen that. They do that with Michelle Yeoh. You wouldn't believe what Michelle Yeoh did. Yeah. You know, that kind of thing. But I'm surprised, like, okay, for the Malaysian context, like Alexis Bledel and not someone like Jennifer Lawrence. Because those are true. Those photos were real. Sorry.
So they explain that, you know, so people who want to lure you to malicious websites will look at specific trends and then the faces, and then we'll get people clicking. So here are some other celebrities on the list. Number two, as I said, is James Corden, which makes sense because he's an internet phenomenon. Number three is Sophie Turner, obviously because of Game of Thrones, and then she also had Dark Phoenix. So she's been huge.
We don't talk about
Dark Phoenix. And then there was Anna Kendrick, there was Lupita Nyong'o, Jimmy Jimmy Fallon, Jackie Chan, Lil Wayne, Nicki Minaj, and Tessa Thompson is at number 10. So I wanted to ask you guys if there are celebrities or anyone, if you saw them on a picture on the internet, would you blindly click on them if there was some news associated? Like if for Frida, if it said you wouldn't believe what Will Ferrell said to his doctor, right. Would you?
Because the thing is with Will Ferrell, you never quite know.
I probably would, right?
Yeah.
Because it's just like, what did he say, right? And then, you know, I like laughing at his jokes and everything, so I would, right? But now, like, the case of, like, in the Michelle, you're like, okay, where is this from? What's this? You know, before I click on anything, I would actually look at it, right? So where's the source?
I think it depends on the context. If it was something like, you'd never believe what Jared Leto had to say about the latest Joker, then I might be like, oh, right? Now I'm interested, because I know what he's been saying, apparently. And so that would kind of, that's a smart way of getting me hooked on it, because one, I like the movie that, I like Joker. Jared Leto, I know, has been, you know, complaining vocal. An awful lot and quite vocal about things. I'd like to know a little bit more about it.
It's
a trending topic.
So it's based on context.
Right?
Yeah, for me.
I always, my blind spot is always the negative ones about celebrities that I don't care about. If it's about celebrities that I like, like, let's say you wouldn't believe what Christian Bale did, then I wouldn't click it because my worldview doesn't have to be more cynical than it is. But if it said, here's why no one hires Adam Sandler anymore, then I would click because it's something I would watch over lunch. You know, it's innocent.
Netflix did, though. They hired him for how many movies was it? Six,
I don't know. He's
got
like a contract.
What about
them?
Something like, you know, you wouldn't believe why Gemini Man bombed for $75 million. Would that make you click on it?
I know I'd bomb for $75 million. It's got two Will Smiths. That's how they build it. So, you know, there's no mystery there. It has to be like something. But the
see, I got you to do a Will Smith thing. It's normally me doing it.
Here comes the feedback.
Boom.
But the insight that this Gary Davis has given, he's McAfee's chief consumer security evangelist, is quite, I wouldn't say it's accurate because it's quite weird. I don't think he's in tune with what's on in pop culture and stuff. And the reading that they've given is quite off. So it's a bit interesting. It's also a bit funny because you'd expect the people who are doing the survey to know why the people are in the survey. Mm. Like, he got Game of Thrones right. He said Sophie Turner is fine. Bladel, he says, is number one because of Handmaid's Tale. We're not sure if that's true. But he also said that Lupita Nyong'o is on the list because of the new Star Wars movie. And I don't think, like, I was talking to Christine off air, and I don't think anyone knows or cares that she's in the Star Wars movie because she's like a cameo CGI character. Right. She's probably there because of us, maybe because of Black Panther. They also analyze and say that Jackie Chan is there probably because of Rush Hour 4 and Karate Kid 2, which I don't think anyone's searching for Karate Kid 2 or Rush Hour 4. I think it's because he's big. He's big in other parts of the world outside of, like, mediocre Hollywood movies.
Well,
and stuff.
You know, he has a shampoo brand, and maybe that's what they've been looking for.
Sure.
You know, maybe, I don't know.
He also has, like, four projects in the pipeline, so he's huge.
Yes.
But yeah, so the analysis is a bit, I don't know, it's a bit iffy, but it's also interesting to see how celebrities might respond to this list, because it's another list to get on, and it also shows how famous you can be outside of real life, like in the internet circles, and what you can be used for. I mean, if you're vain enough, then, you know, this is a list that you'd want to be number one on.
The most dangerous person on the internet.
On the internet. Or the person who could get most clicks if you use their face on something.
Wow, interesting. Right, okay, time for a break. Folks, we're talking, of course, about has the internet taken shaming too far? We're mainly talking about a story that we picked up about how a tabloid over in the UK has job-shamed a former actress because she's now working as a security guard. Let us know what you think about this. 01878988899 is the WhatsApp number if you'd like to message us. Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFF. Radio. Music up next from the mighty, mighty Boss Tones. The impression that I get when we come back. Final story of the day. Malaysian freelancers will get the rights they finally deserve. All coming up on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.